Praise the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for who he is. I really want to thank him for who he is. Thank you for the testimonies, and God is just good. He just real. He just takes you back. You know, you've been walking with him as long as I have. You go back, and you know, you thank him, and you know, you praise him. And I guess all this time I've been, this is my prayer. Lord, look in my heart. Change me. Help me, Lord. Thank you. And as you go around and you see people, who I sit among people, they're church folk. And I thought, I said, Lord, people got something they think that they can't talk about you unless they're in church. And I thought, I said, God, help us, you know. It seemed like Christians would want to pray, they want to do, but you don't find that, you know. So we need the Lord to just look in our hearts and to see where we are. You know what I'm saying? And so I just want to thank the Lord that we had a good trip as such. We were together. And our cousin, she loves her family and thought we loved them just as much. And we saw people we didn't even know, you know. Family folks, you know, it wore us out. You know, so we came up, we looked at each other. Amen. But we just want to thank the Lord. We had a good trip. We were safe. No mishaps. We just went and came. I thank the Lord for Dad who whether he wanted to go or not, you know, he just know Mama needed to get out a little bit, you know. So I just thank God for our 60th anniversary. Don't seem like it's been that long, Dad. Looks like we just got married the other day. But I just want to thank the Lord for, you know, for you. I just want to thank the Lord for all of you, my brothers and sisters. Every time I get ready to make a decision, somebody get up and do something like this. Or somebody got up and said something. I said, okay, Lord. And he keeps me trusting him. He keeps me looking. You know, I just can't help it. I just said, God, you got to come on now because I got things I got to do. I just wanted to thank the Lord. Will you stand just a moment? Let's pray. Let's just get into the word. Let's pray and just get into the word. Father, we just want to thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being who you are. Lord, thank you, Lord, that we know we have a part. We'll work us together. As Al was saying today, I just remembered something, you know, about when you took Gwen through. Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord. You're still God. You're still God. You're still God. And I just want to thank you for it, Lord. I appreciate you. I thank you, Lord, for Sister Allison just thinking so much of us and loving us and helping when she come. We ain't got to ask her. She just come. Lord, these things are you, and I just want to thank you. I thank you for us going back. I thought about Tina's testimony. She said, let me tell about when the Lord helped me. You know, I thank you for being in the house of God today. I thank you, Lord, for the saints. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, because I know you're doing something in the church. I know you're doing something in the hearts of men. I know you're doing something in the hearts of the world. You're changing our minds, Lord. We see things we didn't see, Lord. As old as we are, yes, Lord, we thought we knew a lot, but we saw that we don't know very much, Lord. We see things. Now you're opening up our eyes to understand some things. Things we didn't understand. Things we didn't even see, Lord. But you're God. And there's nobody else like you. Those that are waiting upon you, let them know not to give up. Just hold on, God. Because you're going to come, Lord. And if you don't come, we'll be with you. Praise the Lord. Lord, it's a win-win, as sister say. Hallelujah. If we don't get what we're looking for over here, we'll get it over there, Lord. So I just want to thank you. I praise you, Lord, for it. I thank you for it, Lord. I'm feeling good in my soul this morning. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was thinking of, I guess Daddy think too, you know, we getting older. You know, call Alice. Oh, no, this is my day. Hey, I'll preach next Sunday. Praise the Lord. Thank you. I know Al understands what I'm saying. You know, but, you know, I just feel good in my soul. I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Many of my friends, some of them gone on, you know. We went down south in the, they're talking about different ones. Said, yeah, she dead. He dead. He dead. And I'm sitting there thinking, good Lord, you know. And some of these people are younger than us. And I'm thinking, good gracious Lord, you got me here for a reason. So this morning when I rose to pray, I said, God, here I am again. Hallelujah. And as long as I got life in my body, I believe I got a chance. I got a chance to get better. I got a chance to overcome. As long as I can breathe. As long as I can talk. As long as I can think. And I told the Lord, Lord, one thing I want you to do, keep my mind. Keep my mind. Sister Gerda, we don't need to lose our minds. We can't do nothing to lose your mind. Because with bad, you serve the Lord with your mind. And said, Lord, he said, keep your mind on me. And all of a sudden, I was back there, and y'all was out here praying. I'm back there, and hallelujah. I said, Lord, you show me the preciousness of your word. You know, praise the Lord. I say, Lord, I got a little Bible, and it's so little I can't see it now. But I said, Lord, you got to give me some so I can read through the day, because I'm realizing that it's not by power or might, but it's by your word, Lord. We can stand by your word. If we can remember what the word say, we can go through with the word. I'm seeing the importance of the word, not just sitting up here talking. And all of a sudden, many things came to my heart, Brother Mark, just like you all. Y'all getting there. Just keep living. And many things come to my heart. Many things. I said, God, you know, we got to have you. We can't conjure you up. We can't pull you up. We got to be us everywhere we go. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I saw people. I didn't know what to say to half of them. You know, I sit there. I said, but now I said, what should I say to the people, Lord? I said, one thing I can pray. You may be seated. One thing I can pray. People can't stop me from praying. You may stop me from saying something to you, but I can't be stopped from praying. And the next place we go, I'm praying. And they appreciate it. You know, we had a chance to get prayer in people's homes and in the businesses and things like that. Praise the Lord. And one of the ladies that I met, one of my cousins, Janelle, praise the Lord. She said, I want you to write. Can I write you and talk to you about something? I said, sure you can. So we had a good trip. You know, we had, you know, a good trip. But, you know, I'm a person, I said, Lord, I don't want to have to conjure nothing up. You either is or you ain't. You know what I'm saying? And it'll show you what you is or what you ain't when you get out, when you get away from home. When you down in California, when you up in Kentucky and can't nobody see you, are you the same then? Or do I have to know you done changed? But Lord, I'm looking for something. You look for something that unchangeable. Because God is unchangeable. And when I get to Mississippi, when I get to Tennessee, I want to be me wherever I go. I said, Lord, I want to be me where I don't want, you know, and if I ain't changed me. The song you sung was wonderful. Look in my heart. See what's in me. He can find something. Now, come on now. I hate when people say, if you find something, please. If you find something, please. It's there. We just got to, all he got to do is look at it. So I thought about, I said, Lord, you know, I've seen a lot in my day. I've seen people in and out. And I said, but Lord, give me a faith that endures. I want an enduring faith until the end. And that is the name of my message, an enduring faith. We got to have something that's going to endure and take us through. You may feel like, you know, you come to church, you get a good message, you go, somebody come here, or you go somewhere, you get a good message, you get stirred up in your heart, God did this, and God, what about next year, and the next year, and the next year, and the next year, and what about the years, and you see the things crumbling and falling. How did you never been in a place where you didn't have anything to eat? You never been in a place, we in America have been a blessed people. We came back home in my closet and saw the thing. I got a stick, one of them round things. What is it called? Wire. The guy put up a wire shelf unit. And I got there, it done broke. Stuff all over the floor. We thought somebody had broken the house or something. Praise the Lord. So then I had to take all my clothes off. I said, Lord, this is ridiculous. Got too many clothes. Now these clothes got to become unimportant. I got to do something. Got too much stuff, Lord. Got too much stuff. Amen. I want everything out of my life, my stuff, you know, naturally and physically and spiritually. So we're going to go back to our brother. I want to go to in Genesis. I don't think I can see pretty good up here. It's good. Genesis 12. You know what, Donald? God keep on blessing me. He keep on talking to me. I would do something. And I told him, I said, hurry up now because I'm tired now. Like I'm talking to somebody, please. Then I go back and laugh. I say, well, okay, I didn't mean it that way. I know you're going to do it when you get ready. Praise the Lord. He said, you see it better? I said, yeah, I see a little bit better, but praise. I like to be able to, you know, hallelujah. But we come to the house of the Lord, around his people. One putting 1,000 to flight, two 10,000. I'm getting what I'm believing his word. Y'all come believe his word. Don't, it ain't just some down here. Let's ask God to put this thing in our hearts. And so we can see God move. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. When I got back there, the Lord is in this place. Praise the Lord is in this place. But it's so much on people's hearts. My heart, your heart. Come on now. So much on your heart that God has got to do some more cleaning up. He got to do some more cleaning out. He got to do, because we can't do it, Brother Mark, because up to us, we only here we are, and that's what it is, and we can't go no further until he move us up. Hallelujah. But I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank you. Said some profound things this morning, I'm telling you. But then I went back over Abraham's life. My father, Abraham, they say he's our father. And I went when he moved out. And many times if I've read about Abraham, I really read about Abraham. Abraham, he was 75 years old in Genesis 12 when God called him out. How old were you when God called you out? How have your life been walking as we walked this life? Where are we in this life? Amen. Was she old? Yeah, you're going to get old till you live. Abraham was 86 when Ishmael was born. In Genesis 16 and 16. And I thought about how good God is. How he tell us things, sister. We know it's God. But we get tired. We get tired. And we're looking for a word from somewhere that maybe we could cut some corners. Come on now. We ain't want to sin. We just want to get out this place we in. We want God's word. I know God said this and I want it to come true. So when Sarah came and told us, said, look, now, of course, that was their culture in that day. And the Lord did say it would come from him. His seed would come from him. So you could say, well, Lord, you did say it was going to come from me. I know my wife is too old. She done passed having children. I don't think he prayed too much, though. When she said, here is my, here's not, listen, God called Abraham out. He was a Hebrew. And God even had what he was going to do then. And I think he put it in Abraham's heart. When he said, your seed shall be. He knew this woman was an Egyptian. Come on. She wasn't even a Hebrew. So she said, I have an Egyptian maid. She's a young woman. Go in and have a child by her. I'll be, you know, the way they did it. They had this thing that, you know, and this supposed to be hers. It would be, you know, it sure was Abraham's, I tell you. He loved that child. Amen. So they did that. 13 years done passed. You know, the years done passed in my life and your life. And the years ain't like it's them now because these people live longer. So the years that you've been waiting on, what you've been waiting on has passed. It looked like it ain't going to never come. Just going over there. Good. Somebody waiting on something. Somebody's waiting on something. Hallelujah. So Abraham waited. He thought. But then God called him. He's so good. Ain't he good? Praise the Lord. So when Ishmael was born to Abraham, y'all know the story. Then he came. Angels came. Told Sarah, you're going to have a child. Child going to be by you. You know, she said, now, I had something to say to the Lord about this, and so I can say it to you. They both laughed. Somebody going to explain why Abraham laughed, but I ain't got that yet. I read that many, many times. Leave it alone now. Don't be talking to me. But she laughed. Why did you laugh, Sarah? Is there anything too hard for God? Oh, I didn't laugh. And here's this 90-year-old woman, pregnant. And she named the baby Ishmael. Laughter. Boy, these folk gonna have a laugh here. When I read that, hallelujah, I said, Lord, people, they don't really believe. We believe, we try to believe. But God is trying to bring us into pure belief. God, can't you see it? Can't you, he's trying to bring us up. You proved it to me, son, when you stood up and you said, the Lord gave me a burden. Hallelujah, a burden. Hallelujah. You didn't know what it was, but God knew what it was. Woke up, get down, and pray, and you didn't know what am I praying for? I just got a burden. Your burden was for your children. And what you know, God knew they was going to go that way. I know what I'm talking about. And God saved them, so whether they understand it or not, God was there because we obeyed. Hallelujah. And I remember years ago, Gwen had a little Pinto, a little something. And it was, I remember Stephanie, me and you was in, maybe you don't remember that. It was raining that day. And me, you was in the room on your knees. We was trying to pray for the Holy Ghost. Me and you, Stephanie. Hallelujah. And Gwen left. She's gone to work. She was working up in the, she's working at one of the places down there. Sears. And during that time, the highway wasn't made like it is now. You know, it didn't have a railing on 40. And all of a sudden, a burden came. And I began to pray. I don't know what this, and I'm crying and I'm praying. Then the phone rang. Your daughter done been in an accident. She missed going down to that precipice, down into the river. She went up the way. Oh, I'm going to tell you about God. I said, I want to tell you about God. He's a good God. I tell you, hallelujah, ain't nothing happened in your life that God is not there. We are working together with Christ. And right now, if we stop looking at so much television and get away with God, we can, praise the Lord. We went to the hospital crying. Because what had happened, she missed the railing and God took her up the side. She said, Jesus. God took her up the side of the, now it's a railing there. She'll be named Gwen. That's the truth. She went up the side and we was selling some kind of candy for the church. Down that car came, I don't know how many times, but when it fell, the people that was in the back said, my God, they thought she was hurt. I don't think she had nothing but a scratch on her shoe. Why? Because when God say pray, when God say I want to use you, you ain't got to ask a lot of questions. What you want? No. You get in your room and you cry out to him. And when you cry out, he hears, because he want to save somebody. He want to help somebody. And it could be one of your children. That happened. That's when she tells it. Wasn't that the scratch but a shoe. Went to the hospital. Thinking my baby done got, you know what I mean? When I got in the house with, hey, mama. You walk this journey and you get tired. You walk. But the testimony this morning gave me some strength. I said, Lord, I know how old I am, but I got to get the strength. Then I remember when he said, "What else?" I remember when you saved Gwen. Lord, I remember. Oh, give me the strength, God. Give me the strength to pray longer. Give me the strength to stay with you longer. Give me the strength to hear you, Lord. When you tell me to pray, let me go. Don't let nothing in this world stop me from praying and seeking your face. Give me endurance. Let me stand, Lord. In Jesus' name. Because you're standing for somebody. You don't ever know what you cause when God say, come and pray. You don't know what you do, what he calling you for. When the Lord called Abraham, he said, here I am, my Lord. I just love that. I done read it many, many times, sister, but it meant a lot to me now. He said, Abraham. He said, here am I. Didn't he? Here am I. And when he would come aside, God would take him a little higher. When he called you, just say, here am I. And he's ready to take you a little farther. So he took Abraham up until he gave him a child. And when the child was born, praise the Lord, this 13-year-old Ishmael was laughing at him. You know, he had these big sacrifices, great big dancing, you know. And Sarah said, no. Y'all have to read it now, because I even went in there with Ishmael and all, and his mom and all. I'm trying to stay in contact. And he said, she said, no, no, you got to get rid of this boy. He said, oh, he ain't going to have. Now you the one causing. And then she blamed him for it. blamed him. Come on now. Come on. Now she blamed him for it. Hallelujah. I guess he said, you ought to have enough God in you to know that what I said wasn't. Brother Mark was staying with me. And so, praise the Lord, he said, well, that he was 13 years old. He took him as his son because it was his son. Came from his loins. It was his son. And he loved his son. He wasn't that love with the woman, but he loved his son. Oh, God, that hurt him. And God said to Abraham, oh, Bill, send him away because the seed is not her. It's from your loins. Not an Egyptian, for God's sake. Because y'all going to be under bondage from the Egyptians. He told Abraham that, remember? He said, you're going to be under bondage under the Egyptians for 400 years. And you don't need no children by them. You don't need to start an ignominy with them, your enemy. I love it. You see the great God. You see how great he is. See how wonderful he is. I heard somebody say, even when we're in our mess, but listen, God wants you to have less mess now. He wants you to get converted. He wants us to be born again. He wants us to be sanctified and saved and holy and set apart. They used to believe, sister, you had to get saved and then sanctified. Used to believe in three things. Saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Remember? We about to go back to that. Because the Lord knows we need. It's the world need it. I found the world can't use something that's halfway, halfway. The world got to have Jesus. I say Jesus in every sense of the word. And to help Jesus in us, we got to do what he tell us to do. It may not be what he tell Al. It may not be what he tells Sister Davis or tell Allison or tell somebody else. But this is a personal thing. A personal walk. Hallelujah. It takes for me. I don't know about nobody else. God have mercy. Abraham was 99 when he was circumcised. God told him, you know, this man always obeyed God. That's why he's the father of faith, because he obeyed God. And the Bible in Hebrews say he didn't stumble at the. I said, wait a minute now. You know, I'm always, you know, at the promise. But he did hold on in a sense. He did. Praise the Lord. He would go where God tell him to go. He would sit where God say. And when he had that sacrifice to God, he was there. He was always there. Listen, in your mistakes. Thank you, Jesus. Go on back and still follow God. You still got, you know, what the thing he done promised you is going to come. It's going to come. Just be faithful. Hallelujah. Ask God for enduring faith. We're going to have a faith that endures to the end. Me and Al was back there talking. He was saying about, you know, somebody was saying, he's reading Thessalonians, where this man is going to be revealed. Well, nobody want to go through nothing. Chuck and I ain't saying I want to go through nothing like that. But if I'm living, I'm going to have to go through. So, Lord, give me enduring faith. Since you don't know when it's going to happen, because we don't understand what's going to come on. You're looking at the government, all that mess going on, but you don't know what's going on. Let me say this. I don't care. If we are all out on Trump, I remember when Goldwater ran, you wasn't living probably. It was a man named Gold. You remember? He could not be president because he was divorced from his wife. Now we got a man that's got to have three wives. You couldn't cuss on TV. He cusses and, God, what don't this man do? I just can't believe it. My mind can't believe it. But what I like to say is the saints embrace it. Well, we don't know how to vote. We got to vote. If, good Lord, you know, one in the hand and two, I forget that mess. One in the hand, how you go? There you go. I don't care if it's 20 in one hand and 10 in the other. He ain't getting my vote. The other one either. I said, Lord, I don't know how to handle this election. I don't know what's going on. But I say, Lord, have mercy upon this nation. This man is the epitome of what the nation has gotten to. When you got people by the thousands going after somebody that's going and cutting up the way he does, this got to be something wrong with this nation. They believe in everything that God done said not to do. They believe in you can do it. It's sad. I mean, it's very sad. It's pitiful. So here comes November. And I ain't going to get on that too much. What we going to do? Me and my husband almost got killed to vote. We slept on the floor so they wouldn't shoot us in the head. You know, we think, well, I ain't thought about that too much, though. I told God, I said, I don't care. I ain't voting for him. I'm not going to vote for nothing that you against. If you against it, I'm going to be against it. Because righteousness exalts the nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. We got to have righteous people up there. Well, you say, well, you look and you say, well, I'm showing, that's where the nation's done got. Can't get no righteous people up there because ain't none hardly. And when they get up there, they get tainted when they get there. They go up there righteous trying to do the right thing. You know, you talking about telling the Christians, I ain't thinking about getting in no mess like that. Christians ought to run. Really? Run where? Run away. That's what they need to do. Let us pray for our nation. But listen, mostly pray that you can be faithful to God. You can live in this next coming thing that's coming up here, 2017. Lord knows, pray that God will keep you. Keep your mind. Keep your strength. Keep you trusting. Don't say, well, no, you don't know what you're going to do. You don't know what's going to come up on your life to make you think of something else. Just ask God to give you enduring faith. Help me to endure to the end. Because he said, they shall be saved. The race ain't given to the swift or the strong or the wise, or but the one who endured to the end. We got to endure. And we got to have endurance faith. We got to have enduring faith, brother. And like this late, the song, Clean My Heart. You can't never get so that you think you don't need no cleaning. You can't never get so sanctified that you think you don't need to be cleaned. Until you casting out devils and raising the dead. And that may not be it because some of them going to be doing that. Notice they didn't raise the dead though. They cast the devils out. They didn't raise no dead. Ask God to clean our hearts. Clean my heart. God, give me enduring faith. Let me live. Let me go to the end of my journey. Hallelujah. It is possible because the saints did. Paul said, he said, at my death, he talked about his death. He said, when I'm gone, such as I said, wow. He said, well, help me, Jesus. Help us all to endure to the end. Help us to endure. Help us to love one another. Help us to pray for one another. Help us, even the young people that come in, they can't get it right. Help, give us patience, long they ain't out, you know, making God shame. Help us, the Lord, to love one another and pray for one another. Hallelujah. And pray for one another. And pray for one another. I said, I'm going to get a special time because usually when I pray for everything, but I think I'm going to start to divide my time up. Pray this for the day Tuesday. I'm going to pray this and this. Because there's just so much to pray for. You run across the names. You know what I'm saying? You run across. Lord, bless this one and bless that one. Help this one. And sometimes God will give you something extra for somebody. Call this one and do that. Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, we are living in the last day. The day in the coming of the Son of Man. And the Bible says, who shall be able to stand? Jesus said it. When I come, will I find faith? Now, Jesus said that. Then he said, Lord, help us. Oh, sister, help us to love. Help us to love one another. I mean, truly, truly, truly. Not just talk. And it comes from God. It's come from asking God for compassion. Ask for compassion for souls. Compassion for your, you know, oh, just, you never know what's up next year. You don't know. You may feel like everything is hunky-dory, but it don't work like that. I'm afraid it just don't work like that. You don't know. If you stay, it's God. You don't have to be afraid if God is leading you. You don't have to be afraid of it. He said, you will not, and you will not be afraid. Asking, you will not be. He always say, fear not. So we're not, I'm not trying to preach a fear message. I'm just preaching a message, SOS. Praise the Lord. Be what God wants us to be. Live the best you can. Live for Jesus the best you can. Don't go with the world. Whatever the world do, let the world go by the world's mess. Praise the Lord. The world ain't going to get nobody nothing but a lot of heartache. But we serve the Lord. And you do what you know to do is right. Hallelujah. You can overcome. Stop putting it off too. I told the Lord, I said, God, people don't understand that you got to be holy. The Bible said it. To see God. Then he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Praise. It ain't the one that's doing a lot of stuff. No, it's the one who endured to the end. The one, I say, that endured to the end. The one that when you call on God, he answers your prayer. Pray, God answers our prayers. That don't any good. That, like they said, the Lord even gave them tickets to go to somewhere they want to go. Listen, there's nothing that he won't withhold from you. You know how you send down Christmas? I'm going to get Jimmy. I can't afford it, but girl, you better go get some extra hours and work. So we get Jimmy so-and-so. Now, you go through all of this just to please Jim, and he play with the box when he get it. You think about God. He's our Father. He stands ready to answer our prayers. He loves us. Look like he, now you said, you know I didn't deserve that. I come to God, I said, Lord, now I'm not bringing nothing to you. I'm talking about I did this, and you got to do this for me. I'm just going to tell you, I know you love me. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to praise you for it. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to shout in the church. I'm going to praise you. And if you don't, I'm going to still praise you. I'm going to preach with all my heart, Lord. To do what I ask you to do. If you don't do it, I'll be in heaven with you. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I did somebody, what I said, nobody knows, you know, because it's not, I think we do you kind of do something and then close your eyes and see what you can do. It's not fun. Then I think about you, Didi. I think about my daughter, Didi. I said, at least I ain't hurting. She hurts. Her knees hurt her. Yes, she goes on. Don't you know God sees us, Didi? Don't you know God sees you? God sees you. God sees all of us. Praise the Lord. You got to be no, I tell you, he's so good. If anybody trying to pay for what you never get nothing. You ain't going to never come up to it. You're never going to give enough. You're never going to do enough. You never can. So what you do should be because you love him. You want to do this because you love him. Hallelujah. You want to fast because you love him. You can't pay for nothing. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, you know you can't pay for nothing. But you humble yourself because that was the sin that got them in trouble. Eating. So because you love him, you say, Lord, I'm putting this down. I'm putting this down. Putting this down because I love you. That's what we got to do. He wants us to love him for him and not just because what he can give you. You know, now you hear people talking about, girl, God gave me this and he gave me that. What about some joy and some peace and some love? Did he get you into that? He got plenty of that left up there, I tell you. Amen. People think you done been blessed. You get a car, you get some rugs, you get this and that. All that junk could be burned. You know, pray for stuff that can't be burned. Hallelujah. Pray for stuff that'll let peace will carry you through to eternity. Love will carry you through to eternity. And the things that God has as God, it will carry you through to eternity. I'm not saying you shouldn't have things. But some of these things got us. Been our box. We used to, when I was a kid, they had Florsheim shoes. Florsheims. I don't know if y'all know anything about that. Florsheims. Oh, them things be shining. You better not step on that man's Florsheim shoe. You getting ready. You ain't got Santa. You getting ready to fight, man. Get off my shoes, man. Man, what's the world with you so-and-so stepping on my shoes? Ain't nobody know nothing about that. You remember Florsheim shoes, Daddy? They was pretty. And men had, you had to have a little money to buy them too in them days. And I remember, we lived in Detroit, I remember. You better not step on his shoe. That's fighting. Now they probably shoot your brains out. Now they wouldn't hit you with their fists, you know. But that was fighting things. Don't step on my shoes. That was their God. What's yours? What's mine? Well, Lord, I ain't got nothing, you say. But let him do what we're saying today. Look at my heart. Don't the Bible say, and Peter said, don't let think a man think more than what he is. Don't think, you know, always be room for growth. Always be room for more love, more kindness, whatever what that God has got. Praise the Lord. Lord, give us enduring faith to believe in you, God, for everything. Will you stand? God, give us a faith that endures to the end. Give us faith that endures to the end. Give us faith that endures to the end. No matter what we go through, Lord, help us to stand. Because people think it's okay now. But here in America, there's a lot of things we don't understand. A lot of things we have not been through. Don't let these things change us, God. When we don't have money, don't let it change us, Lord. Hallelujah. We have to wait on our food. Don't let it change us, God. When we have to wait on these natural things, don't let it change us, God. Let us stay looking at you, Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. Help us to hold on to the end, Lord. Let this make us stronger to let us know you're coming soon. I ask it in Jesus' name, Father. Oh, God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, my God, help us, God, in Jesus' name. And help us to help one another. Prayer means Bible studies. I was thinking about we need to really get in this Bible and really study. We need to do that. You know, so when you have, you know, your company over, maybe you grab your Bible and say, hey, let's study some. Instead of talking about Susan and Sally and you know what we do. And sometimes you don't do that. You just be talking plain old talk. But it's T-I-M-E, you waste. T-I-M-E. And time is at an essence. Girl, I got so many messages up there God been putting in my heart, I had to write them down. I'm telling you, because I'm old, you know, I'm old in this time, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to thank the Lord. Brothers, now, what about them other two? I remember. I got it wrote down. And when he come, I'm going to get it too. Give it all. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to wait on you, Lord. Help us to wait on you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody here waiting on something. You say, I just want the Lord to help me to wait on this thing. Oh, God, come on. We're going to pray. He's going to give you an extra boost to wait on this thing. Praise the Lord. He's going to give you an extra. Hallelujah. He's going to give you a shot of wait. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on up here. Let's pray. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us to wait on him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because he's going to come. He's going to come. I say he's going to come. He's going to come. Hallelujah. He ain't going to have nobody calling. He ain't going to come. Hallelujah, Jesus. Like brother mentioned, this woman just, he really did. He felt this something. When she touched him. Who touched me? That was just one woman. I think about that now, sister. There was a lot of people out there. Brother preached about being on the porch. There were a lot of people on that porch. But Jesus only went to one man. That bothered me. But then he said, the angel only troubled the water for one man. He told me that this morning. And so one was, you know, he went to one man. And I think about the man that was sitting at the door of the temple. Jesus went to the temple. He saw that man. Now, that gives me patience to know when I'm supposed to talk to people. You can't talk to everybody. You got to be led by God. So you got to know who to say. And then when I read the scripture, say, and Peter perceived this man had faith. I said, Lord, give me perception. So I know when to say something to somebody. You know, man, I want to go and help everybody. You know how that goes. But you just keep, you simply cannot. I said, you cannot. But I did find a lady. She put her arms around her. We just had a good talk. And it was just one out of, I don't know how many we saw. I don't count. Praise the Lord. God is good. I said, God is good. Nobody needs prayer. Praise the Lord. So let us all just join hands and we'll all ask God. Father, let's join hands. We'll dismiss it now. You can if you want to. Righteousness is also a nation, but sin is a reproach. I say to any people, hallelujah, live according to the word of God. Come on, sweetheart. She's one of our, this is our second time visitor. Oh, yeah, second or third time. Praise, she's just precious. Praise the Lord. She's just precious. Hallelujah. And my son said, you ain't leaving me out. Hey, that thing can wait. You ain't leaving me out. Father, in Jesus' name, touch this people. Give us enduring faith. Give us love. Lord, I know something's going to go on. I know it. I feel it in my spirit. Something's going to break. Something's going to break in America because of what the words say, God. I'm not a prophet, but because of what the words say, I know something has got to go on with America. So when she's weighed in the balance and found wanting, Lord, and the handwriting get on the wall, God, help us, God. Help us, because there always was a people, God. You always had a people, God. Make us your people. Those that are here today, make us your people, Lord. Make us that remnant that's going to wait on you. Make us that, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name, God. We ask it and we believe it, God. We believe it. We believe in your transformation. We believe in restoration. We believe you're going to do this thing, God. And we ask it in your name. Praise the Lord. In your name, Jesus. In your name. In your name, Jesus. In your name, God. In Jesus' name. Bless our brethren. All the brethren. All the brethren. Let them feel, hallelujah, that we got to love each other more. Let them feel it, God. At this day, Lord, let some come forth today in Jesus' name, God. Thank you, Lord. We just love you today, Lord. But you said that we love you. We will keep your commandments. And your commandments are not grievous, Lord. They're not grievous, but we keep your commandments, God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to ask the light of the Lord to shine in our hearts. Change our hearts, Lord. Change us, Lord. That transformation changes, God. Lord, make us what you want us to be. Give us love and compassion. Lord, give us what we need in this generation to make it through. Give it to us, Lord, in Jesus' name. We're asking it for, Lord. Hallelujah. You said, whatever we ask in your name, God, you said you would do it. So I'm believing you, God, in Jesus' name. Help us to pray one for another. Hallelujah. Help us to love with another. I mean love, Lord. I keep saying it, but that's it. Love, 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 God. You so love the world. That's why you wait now, because you got so much love for the world. Oh, God, you see everything. You see everything. I pray in Jesus' name as we go back to our homes, Lord, that we'll think on the things you've been telling us across this whole year. You'll think on it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name. Turn around and just shake the hand if you want to and say whatever you want to pray for one another. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you always say that. God bless you.